Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey guys, this is Sam, and thanks for joining me for today's Journey Now. I want to talk about something today that we've all experienced in some form or another, some much more than others, but none are immune if we allow it, and that's worry. You see, worry is a result of underlying fear or anxiety. Merriam-Webster defines worry as mental distress or agitation resulting from concern, usually for something impending or anticipated. You see, guys, worry happens when we allow our minds to dwell on difficulty or trouble, and it can be consuming. When my oldest son, Journey, was little, he went through a season of anxiety and worry about doing anything that had the potential to make him bleed. And I understood it to a point, right? I get it. None of us wants to get hurt, especially in a way that's going to make us bleed. But this worry and anxiety about it was on another level. And one day he was playing outside, just doing what little boys do, and he fell and he scraped up his knee pretty bad. So he comes running into the house screaming bloody murder. And immediately I'm thinking, this is bad, and we're going to be making a run to the emergency room. So I get him calmed down enough to kind of tell me what's going on and where he was hurt. And he says, Dad, my knee, it's bleeding. It's bleeding. So I check out his knee, and sure enough, his knee is scraped up and bleeding. And Journey, through tears, asks me, Dad, am I going to die? And I'm like, no, buddy, it's just a scrape. And he says, but Dad, I'm bleeding, and I've already bled a few times, and if I lose all of my blood, I'll die. And then it clicked with me. He didn't understand yet that our bodies produce more blood. He believed that what he was born with was all that he gets, that he doesn't get any more. And if you die if you lose all of your blood. So after I understood what was going on, we talked about it and how God made our bodies so we'd produce more blood. And I just spent a little time loving on him. And you know, he seemed to feel better after this. And he wasn't stuck in his anxiety and his worry anymore. He had a new understanding. And I think the same is true for us when we wrestle with worry. Sometimes we just need a new understanding, a new perspective, an understanding about what God says about worry and how we deal with it. There's a pastor and author, her name is Mary Fairchild, and last year I read an article that she wrote on worry, and it was really, really good. It's called Four Things the Bible Says About Worry. So I just want to touch on those four things real quick and just talk about them a little bit. The first is that worrying accomplishes absolutely nothing. And I've heard it said like this, worry is a futile thing. It's like a rocking chair. It'll keep you occupied, but it won't get you anywhere. It's been said that worry is like a small trickle of fear that meanders through the mind until it cuts a channel into which all other thoughts are drained. In Matthew 6, Jesus asked the question, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? See, guys, worry doesn't add anything. It doesn't help us move forward. It actually keeps us stuck. It freezes us in our fear. The second is this, that worry is not good for you. Worry is destructive in many ways. It steals our joy. It steals our time. It steals our energy. When we live in worry, we miss out on the right now, the present joy that we can be experiencing. And it's a mental burden that can even make us physically sick. In the book Stress Management, Greg Anderson says, you don't get ulcers from what you eat. You get them from what's eating you. Proverbs 12 says that worry weighs a person down. See, guys, worry is a weight that we're not meant to carry. The third thing the Bible says about worry is that worry is the opposite of trust in God. Psalm 34:4 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That's in the Old Testament. And then Paul talks about it in the New Testament, and he reinforces this idea again. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The fourth thing the Bible says about worry is that worrying puts our focus in the wrong direction. When we keep our hearts focused on God, we experience what He calls peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Maybe you've heard it said as peace that passes all understanding. So again in Matthew 6, Jesus says that if we'll seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first, then everything we need will be given to us as well. The reality of it is that we're going to experience moments of uncertainty, and that we're going to experience moments of anxiety and fear. But the question is, do we allow those moments to rule us, or do we seek God first and trust His promises to us? This last few months has been a season of worry and anxiety-inducing circumstances for many, if not all of us. But I hope this last few moments has been an encouragement and a reminder that God is for us, that He loves us and cares about the things that cause us worry. But also that He's given us His promise that as we talk with Him about our worries, He'll be present and we'll experience His peace. I shared this with you a few moments ago, but I want to leave you with this encouragement from Paul to meditate on today. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, His peace which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.